in my office for many, many years. When you leave the door, when you exit from my office and you go out, there's a little plaque on the corner of my bookcase that no one can fail but to see when they leave the door. And it says on that little plaque, it has a little stone on it, and the words, "Let him who is without sin cast the first stone." A couple of weeks ago, or not even that long, maybe 10 days ago, I thought again of my life, as I've done so many times in these years. It's almost 40 years now that I've given to research and teaching the integrity and accuracy of God's Word with the greatest knowledge I have and the great love I have in my heart for God's people around the world. And I thought of my life as an hourglass. And I know what I'm going to do with this after the Rock of Ages. Right now, it's on my desk here in the outside of the, right next to the tent where I come in from to teach. But this hourglass will go next to that one that's in my office that says, "He is without sin, cast the first stone." But here is an hourglass. And when you turn it upside down, as hourglasses are, I had this put on the outside, which I wrote, "I haven't time in the swiftly moving moments of my life to reciprocate in a hurtful voice or lines to those who set themselves as God to judge the ministry of our times." And as a friend of mine once wrote in rhyme, "To do a hurtful deed, to deny a hungry cry, to scorn a truth sublime, to cast a cloud of unbelief across a sunny sky, I haven't time." And at the bottom it says, "I was thinking of my life and how the sands of time swiftly pass through life's small and frail hourglass. Yet when the sands of time are gathered below, it's the return that will again make my life's timeless hourglass to flow." My life is not timeless, but with the return of Christ, he'll make that hourglass a timeless hourglass to flow.